What's going on, KC Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Another daily edition coming at you here, recording this episode. Even though it's going to come out on Father's Day weekend, Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. Man, it feels a long time since I've been back on the mic. It's been a crazy 2 weeks getting ready. Of course, when this comes out, this will come out after hopefully crossing the finish line up north in Duluth, Minnesota. So that is going to be Saturday. So putting futuristic Eddie EG3 into existence right now. Hopefully, I'll probably cross the finish line once this comes out. So I'll be still in Minnesota when this podcast comes out. And if you're looking for a weekly this week, you've been searching like, hey, where's the weeklies at? Well, there might be a slight change in that as well. I pre-recorded already the preview of Grandma's Marathon. Plus, talked a little bit about Metro Mile as well. That might be episode 162, a special edition there. So that might be the podcast. That might be the episode there that I coined that one be episode 162, the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Of course, with things getting at least at the recording of this podcast, I'm recording this on Wednesday night. I'm getting ready to leave Minnesota early tomorrow morning. So we get this. When you get this, your boy hopefully would already be crossed the finish line. Up there in Duluth, Minnesota, Grandma's Marathon. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, so if you see that, that's going to be the episode right there. A special post-race, post-cast edition there. I'm not going to speak anymore about that. You're going to find that all there. So make sure you check that out there as well. And we will pick up back with regular scheduled programming next week. And I've already got everything planned out. Now, of course, a special guest want to come on the pod, we will adjust accordingly to that as well. So I know Alex has not been on here. Of course, Alex Aiden has not been on here in the last couple of weeks. So I'm pretty sure he's eager. Of course, the NBA Finals is a wrap with the Denver Nuggets taking the crown. They are the first NBA championship in prayers. I'm on that to the folks that were affected by another senseless tragic event after the fact. So prayers to those who have been affected by that after the Denver Nuggets clinched their first ever championship there. If you have not been in the loop, then I don't know where you've been. So, but you go check that news out. It's on ESPN and otherworldly news there as well, outside of the K-State front end. Of course, when I record it, and this will lead into my daily here for Saturday, folks. When I recorded, it's going to be episode 162. I said, 162. I said, look, there's a good possibility. We'll see Arthur Kamula there. I talked about him a little bit there, and I'm pretty sure we'll talk about him a little bit more in depth next week when things pick back up on his regular scheduled programming. You're probably going to get one, but two episodes of the weekly content next week. There are myself and Alex Aiden, or the second episode might be a special guest. Again, I know I keep saying that every week, but you just never know in this podcast. Just putting that out there. Arthur Kamula did commit to K-State a few hours later after I recorded that episode. I love the timing. I just love the timing of things, especially work. It does that all the time where you don't expect something to happen, and then there it is, an hour or 30 minutes later, there it is right there. So Arthur Kamula is a K-State Wildcat. He was the highest ranked player left in the transfer portal. He is now a K-State Wildcat coming from Creighton and feels another get there. So a couple weeks ago on the podcast with me and Alex, we did talk about the return of Naquan Tomlin. Now you get Arthur Kamula, who was the highest ranked men's basketball player in the portal. Jerome Tang and company grab him, and Kamula chose K-State over Kentucky, haha, in Alabama. We get dudes. Yeah, we still get dudes. Suck it, Kentucky. As well as all those stupid comments. John Calipari. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so, and after all what John Calipari said in that tournament after that loss, get the hell out of here with that. But anyway, don't get me started. Do not get me started about that. But this is another big get here. So you had Tyler Perry, the return of Naquan Tomlin, and now Arthur Kumula there. And from what I've read and what I've seen, yeah, he's going to be the guy that replaces Keontae Johnson there for the fall of 2023-24 season there. 6'8" forward, originally from Arizona. He represented Uganda internationally there in multiple tournaments. Kumula was in the ESPN's top 100 NBA draft rankings and attended the draft combine. He met with and worked out with several NBA teams before withdrawing his name from the NBA poll. That sounds familiar. AKA Naquan Tomlin also tested the waters there from the NBA. He wanted to come back. So, and I said, I keep saying it, relies to Tomlin. I've been high on Tomlin ever since he came to K-State. He showed flashes, and he definitely was coming around, and especially in a tournament there. Now, again, the key with Naquan Tomlin is you got to stay out of foul trouble. You cannot make stupid mistakes. You got to stay on the floor. And in this upcoming year, I know we're in hot June, but it's going to be here before you know it. In late fall of 2023, you're going to be one of the valuable pieces of this basketball team coming back, and the ceiling is high for Naquan Tomlin, and you're going to get now you're getting paired up with Creighton's used to be playing on Creighton's Arthur Kumula, who again, Creighton made a deep run in the NCAA tournament last year. There as well, his numbers from Creighton last year, almost 12 points a game, 6 rebounds, only shot what 30%, just tad over 30% from downtown. Let's see, 10 points, 5 rebounds as a freshman. He's scored double figures in all 4 Creighton's games in the NCAA tournament this past spring, including first round win over North Carolina State, NC State, aka NC State, where he had 10 points and 9 rebounds, close to a double-double, and 4 assists there as well. And then of course, 20 put 24 and 12 against KU in the second round, KU got knocked out in the NCAA tournament this past spring there as well. So Kumula does bring size, experience, and a whole lot to the table for this K-State team, and that fills another huge hole for Jerome Tang and company and his coaching staff. So congratulate. I know from what I've heard from other K-State podcasts that I listen to, and from what I read, K-State's been awfully picky. I mean, there's been some studs in the transfer portal, but once again, cannot count out Jerome Tang, what he's been able to do. You solidified the losses of Naquan Tomlin again. This is the Pro Project Podcast Daily Weekend Edition. Eddie Greer recording this on Wednesday, June 14th. Will not come out until Saturday. And the timing of this, hopefully, I will be crossing the finish line when this comes out. So that's going to give you a clue on when this comes out on Saturday. So if you listen to this on Saturday, happy weekend. Happy Father's Day weekend to all your K-State dads out there as well. So, yeah, you replace Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson with veterans that have played in the game for quite a while, whether that's Taylor Perry or now Arthur Kumula from Creighton. So now you put your roster much more at ease, and that's not even including one of your top recruiting classes coming in here again, led by McCaleb Rich and company, RJ Jones, Dead Die Ames and company right there. So, well, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we still got a bit to go before we approach K-State men's basketball season for Coach Tang year 2 of that. But they needed to hit, and they needed to hit on those replacements. And once again, the coaching staff did a tremendous job of that. The Burrow Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast. Here's your first time listening to the pod. Welcome on board to the podcast. Glad you're able to give us some time, some of your time today for a download and a listen. The next thing you do, you love what you're hearing, make sure you do subscribe to this other K-State podcast, the PBBD or PBBW, Pearl Project Podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast there as well. Make sure you tell a friend. Man, it feels like it's been a while since I've been on here, been on a mic talking. That's because I've been too focused on a task at hand this weekend. Hopefully, when y'all listen to this, that will be accomplished. We'll see what happens there. I don't want to think too far ahead, but I'm speaking, it's again, Eddie, futuristic Eddie, speaking it into existence for Saturday. That's gonna wrap it up on this weekly edition of Pearl Project Podcast Daily, all things K-State. Almost forgot to say that tagline. My tagline, all things K-State sports, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer again. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend, all y'all dads out there. For the rest of y'all K-State Nation, be out for a change. That postcast of the Metro Mile preview, Grandma's, that's going to probably most likely be 162 because that's over a half hour. And we will pick things off. Me and Oz will finally get our anticipated return next week. Not only but one, but two dailies are expected to be recorded by the end of next, on the back end of next week. We'll talk about more about the community get, and if anything comes in between, which maybe not, we'll see in between now and next week there as well. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Enjoy the weekend. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.